This is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut home sales data report for June 2019. Last month, there were 3,516 single-family homes sold across the state, a 7.1% decrease from June 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price dipped 0.5% on a year-over-year basis to $280,000. Meanwhile, the condo market proved to be a bright spot for the Connecticut real estate market. Sales increased 2.3% with 962 transactions, while the median sale price spiked 6.2% to $181,600. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Happy summer, and it's good to be with you again this month. You know, we've now just completed our first 6 months of the real estate statistics for the state of Connecticut, and we've got a report for you coming right up.
Single-family sales fell for the 11th consecutive month in June, and a lack of inventory is suspected to be the culprit. What sort of changes need to occur in order for more current homeowners to list their homes on the market?
What we're seeing in Connecticut this month is similar to what's being reported nationally. Other regions of the country are showing signs of a weakening real estate market, too. And it's not just sales volume that is drifting down. Median prices are gradually declining as well. The big question is, what is causing the soft market? Often discussed is the low inventory of homes for sale. The theory is that when prospective buyers go out to shop, there is less and less to see. Fewer choices turn buyers off, and they stop looking. And some people are finding fewer and fewer affordable homes on the market. Not everyone can pay for a higher-end home that seem to predominate the inventory that is available these days. And, you know, another turnoff for prospective buyers is the smaller tax breaks that they get for purchasing a home. Mortgage interest and local property tax deductions have been cut by the new tax law. Mortgage interest rates are still low by historical standards, but they're above their lowest points. Now, many who are currently homeowners are reluctant to sell now and lose those low interest rates. Moving is just going to be more expensive for them, and they'd rather hang on to what they already own. And some of the softening in the real estate market may be because of consumer confidence that perhaps the economic boom that we've experienced might have already run its course. You know, the economic growth we've had has been steady for about a decade. People are wondering if the economy, jobs, and home values have perhaps reached a peak and are going to fall within the next year or two. The good news is that this skeptical, conservative attitude is keeping people from wild speculative purchases and means that any downturn that we do encounter will be a soft landing.
The condo market was a bright spot for Connecticut real estate in June. Why do you think there has been such a disparity between the performance of the condo market compared to single-family homes?
Well, the fact that condos are cheaper than a single-family home, and that's just a fact, almost $100,000 cheaper, that makes them attractive to starter home people, young people, and also as a downsizing opportunity for older people. I think the low-maintenance proposition appeals to both groups. Not having to worry about mowing the lawn or shoveling the snow or painting the house or replacing the roof is popular with both busy young people and retired older people. This popularity has translated into better statistics, at least for this month's report. It's not always that way.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for June 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.